This inauguration week has been filled with firsts, and we wanted to listen back to some of those important moments in American history.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
I, Kamala Davy Harris, do solemnly swear.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The chair lays before the Senate two certificates of election for the state of Georgia and a certificate of appointment to fill the vacancy created by the resignation of former Senator Kamala D. Harris of California. Yeah, that was very weird. Okay.
Mr. Ossoff. Mr. Padilla, Mr. Warnock.
Please raise your right hand. Okay. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations.
I mentioned the historic nature of Vice President Harris's ascendance, but let's not forget that her successor, Alex Padilla, is the first Latino senator to represent California. That Raphael Warnock, born while Georgia was represented in this chamber by two staunch segregationists, is now first African-American senator Georgia has ever elected. And that John Ossoff is the first Jewish senator from his state.
I faced a lot of challenges as a goalkeeper on the Vanderbilt University women's soccer team and as a kicker on the football team. But seeing other women break barriers and be the first at what they do inspired me and gave me the strength to succeed. And that's why it is such an honor to introduce a true groundbreaker. And after 232 years of waiting, being able to say these words, our nation's first woman vice president, Vice President Kamala Harris.
The dawn is ours before we knew it. Somehow we do it. Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president only to find herself reciting for one.
Sounds from this week of firsts, starting with Kamala Harris sworn in as the first woman and first black and first Asian American vice president, who then swore in three new Democratic senators. You also heard Chuck Schumer's first speech as Senate Majority Leader, groundbreaking college football player Sarah Fuller, and finally 22-year-old Amanda Gorman, the youngest inaugural poet in U.S. history, reciting her poem, The Hill We Climb. A week like no other. You're listening to Here and Now.